and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
All right. Well, we're talking about animals and their senses. Not just wild animals that you see and the cool things they can do, but how they use their sight, their hearing, their smell, their touch, and their taste mm-hmm. to survive. Mm-hmm. Now, on Super Senses Season 2, that's such a funny name, Super Senses Season 2, you can learn about the senses that a great white shark needs, right? Now, its most important sense is smell. For example, these sharks can use 70% of their brain, right?
To smell their next meal.
Yeah. Right. What else can they do?
They can even smell small drops of blood from kilometers away.
Yeah. So be careful out there. All right. We also talked about African savanna elephants and how they rely on their sense of touch to find food and water. How do they do it?
They use their trunks to feel the ground shaking up to 10 kilometers away.
Right. So that means if another elephant has found food or water, it can communicate where it is through the ground. And other elephants can feel this message with their trunks.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool. Well, we're about to find out more cool animal and senses facts in day 2. So let's get started.
Reading.
Super Senses Season 2. Size isn't everything in the animal world. Despite their small size, barn owls are amazing hunters. They fly through the night sky like drones, listening for the high-pitched sound of mice. If a mouse is heard crawling through the grass, the barn owl will attack it. After the kill, owls will often carry the dead prey somewhere else to enjoy the meal in safety. One of the scariest sounds to hear in the desert is an aggressive rattlesnake shaking its tail. One bite from this poisonous snake can kill most creatures. Rattlesnakes rely on taste and smell to hunt their prey. As they slide across the ground, rattlesnakes stick out their tongues to pick up the scent of chemicals around their territory. These smells help the snakes determine what creatures are nearby. Then, they lie in wait and strike when the time is right. Shortly after biting their prey, rattlesnakes release their venom, which does the rest of the work. To see more wild creatures like this in action, tune into Super Senses Season 2 on Animal Planet.
Okay, so in the last article, we talked about two really big animals,
right? What we're going to talk about today.
Well, here it says, size isn't everything in the animal world. So I bet we're talking about some smaller animals. Mm-hmm. Now, by size isn't everything, we mean that you don't have to be big to be powerful or special. Small animals can be amazing, too.
All right, so size doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. So what is this type of animals that we're talking about?
Well, there are a lot of small animals out there. We can't talk about them all. I would love to, but we've got to go quickly. Here it says, despite their small size, barn owls are amazing hunters. Right. Now, if you know anything about owls, you know that they have really strong
eyesight.
Mm-hmm. They have really strong eyes. Now, here it says they fly through the night sky like drones, listening for the high-pitched sound of mice. So, they also have really strong ears.
Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. So drone 这个字呢，就是像一个无人驾驶的飞机啊，像这种猫头鹰就叫做苍鸮，这个字很难念哈，苍鸮。它们就像无人驾驶的飞机在天空上飞行，找到那种老鼠发出 high pitched 很高又很尖的声音。
All right, so it's kind of just like a remote controlled aircraft, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see a lot of them with cameras these days, but we also have really big ones too.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so now we also saw the compound adjective high-pitched. Now, that just means that mice make noises that sound very high. I can't even do it like a mice or like a mouse. But someone that makes a low-pitched noise would make a very deep or low noise.
Like me, I have a low-pitched voice, just like a man.
Okay.
So when a person has a high-pitched voice, that means she sounds like, Hello, I'm Chickly, and she's Aries.
Exactly. All right, well, mice are very small, and usually smaller animals make high-pitched noises. And here's what happens. If a mouse is heard crawling through the grass, the barn owl will attack it.
Right, 所以刚刚 Aaron 老师提到的句子就是感官动词的被动语态，代表老鼠被听到在草上游走。所以要强调动作的话呢，我们一般就会用 V-I-N-G， 有时候，可是一般来说我们是不会省略掉不定词 to 的。好，那 for example, they saw a woman standing in the middle of the street. 他们看到一个妇人站在街道的中央哦。那如果变成被动语态啊，就变成这个妇人被看到，我们就会说 A woman was seen standing in the middle of the street.
Okay, well, we talked about a mouse crawling in the bushes or in the grass. Now, when an animal crawls, this verb means that it uses its legs to move its body. You can also, babies do that a lot too. So babies can't walk yet, their legs aren't strong enough. So what they do is they get down on the ground and they use their arms and legs to move. That's basically just what an insect
That's
is doing.
That's actually what I did after the car accident.
Oh, okay. Well, here's an example. It's not a very nice one. Ew, there's a cockroach crawling on my pillow.
You're going to have to wash your pillowcase.
Yeah.
All right, so the word crawl means nothing. Moving forward here. So 我们就该看几个句子哦，譬如说小婴儿爬过地板，我们就可以说 the baby crawled across the floor. Or 我们也可以说士兵们呢用肚子在往前爬， the soldiers crawled forward on their bellies.
Kind of like a snake might crawl.
Yeah.
All right. Here in the article it says, after the kill, so remember the owl has kind of swooped down and caught the mice.So after the kill, owls will often carry the dead prey somewhere else to enjoy the meal in safety.
Okay, so in safety means to be in a condition that is safe and is unlikely to cause danger or risk. 就是平安无恙的意思。那我们常常看到相似的用法有 on purpose, 就是故意的 or by chance, 意外的 or in time, 准时的都是属于介系 on time, 就是都是属于介系词的一种介系词加抽象名词的用法。好哦，那他们都是副词，那几乎呢 ，they are usually placed at the end of the sentence.
Okay, so owls, they're using their
ears,
and of course, they see a lot at night, and so they have pretty good eyes too, but we don't have time to talk about that today. We need to move on to another animal. Now, there are lots of these animals in Taiwan, but not this particular kind.Here it says, one of the scariest sounds to hear in the desert is an aggressive rattlesnake shaking its tail.
That makes me feel scared.
All right, you might feel scared or afraid, and that's because we use the adjective scary. Now, something that's scary is frightening or makes you feel scared or afraid.Now, in Taiwan, I believe that many people think ghosts are scary, right? Personally, I think elevators are scary, but since I'm too lazy to take the stairs a long way up, I still take elevators.
Okay.
All right, well, here's an example. This movie is too scary for the kids. They'll never fall asleep tonight.
Okay, so when something is scary, that means it is frightening or it scares you, like the rattlesnakes do. Okay, 那像是恐怖的电影可以说 scary movies. Okay, so we move on to the next one.
All right, let's find out what this aggressive rattlesnake is something to be very afraid of, right? But we should find out what aggressive actually means.
Okay, aggressive 就是有一个人啊非常生气啊激烈，我们都可以说他是非常 aggressive. When you're angry or you behave in an angry or violent way towards somebody else.
Right.
So when somebody is aggressive, he or she is usually very angry and is ready to attack another person.
That's right.
For example, he would get very aggressive if he found out what's going on.
Oh.
What
What did I do? I don't know. I hope you're okay. All right, so we've got these aggressive rattlesnakes, and let me tell you, you do not want to find an aggressive snake in the wild. Here it says, one bite from this poisonous snake can kill most creatures.
Just one bite. That's crazy. So when something is poisonous, that means it is harmful and may be able to cause illness or death. And that's how a poisonous snake can easily kill any creatures with just one bite.
Right. Now, we should note that we often say that snakes are venomous. That's spelled V-E-N-O-M-O-U-S, venomous. Because they contain venom, which we'll talk about later, to kill their prey, not poison. Now, many people still use the word poisonous here, and it can be used this way. It just depends. Some people prefer to use the word venomous, some poisonous.
Yeah, 但是 Aaron 老师说的 venomous 是有毒，也是有毒的意思，但它其实是分泌毒液的意思。有毒液就是咬了，被咬了就是会中毒。所以照理说毒蛇是 venomous snake, 但好像大部分的人 most people use poisonous snakes. 因为通常 poisonous 是指说啊，我们摸到或者我们吃东西我们就中毒了。所以因为 poisonous 比较常用，所以大家还是都直接用 poisonous.
Right. A good way to think about it is if you bite it and it kills you,it's poisonous.
Yeah.
But if it bites you, it kills you, it's venomous. So it depends who's doing the biting. If you bite it, it's poisonous. If it bites you, it's venomous.
And what if I bite you?
I'm not venomous or poisonous, I hope. So, okay. Well, let's find out what scents these snakes use. It says, rattlesnakes rely on taste and smell to hunt their prey.Okay, so they're using their nose, or what they have similar to a nose. They don't have noses like we do. And their tongues, which are very long, to find their prey. It says, as they slide across the ground, rattlesnakes stick out their tongues to pick up the scent of chemicals around their territory.
Okay,
now there's a lot to talk about here. First, we're going to talk about stick out something. So when you stick out something, like your tongue, you make it go further away or out from a surface. So like this. Or if you stick out your lip, like that. Okay, here's another example. Greg's thumb is sticking out like that because it's broken.I think we should take him to a doctor.
All right, so stick out 就突出，刚刚我们就做了舌头啦，这个，所以 stick out 有片这个 stick out a mile 代表你伸出很远，伸出一英里外 ，which means that you're emphasizing, you're conspicuous and very easy to recognize.
Right.
就是很显眼呐，所以你可以说我很讨厌我的鼻子，太显眼了。I hate my nose. It sticks out a mile.
No, your nose looks great. All right, we're gonna take a quick break right here.Okay, let's talk about the phrase pick up something. We talked about the rattlesnake using its tongue to pick up a scent. When you pick up something, that means you notice something that is not easy to notice, like a smell that might be really hard to smell, or a feeling that someone is trying to hide. It's kind of like saying the word detect that we learned in day one of our article. Here's an example.Dogs can pick up smells much easier than humans. Here's another one. Is Nina okay? I picked up some sadness in her voice this morning.
All right, so 我们来翻译一下刚刚那两个句子哦。狗狗啊，比人类嗅觉还要来得灵敏，这其实是真的。好，那我们来看一下第二句哦。Nina, is Nina okay? 她还好吗？我从她声音察觉出一点点悲伤。那除了察觉出的意思以外呢 ，pick up 它有捡起来啊的意思啊，譬如说 pick up your pen or 接送。Could you pick me up at 5 o'clock tonight? This evening?
All right, so obviously pick up can be used in a lot of different ways.But what we're talking about here is that the snake can pick up a scent. Here, scent is a noun, and it's the smell of a living thing, like a human or a plant or an animal, that other animals can detect.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, if you walk into someone's house and you smell, and you automatically know if they have a dog, mm-hmm. right? You are picking up the dog's scent. Dogs usually have a certain scent, just mm-hmm. like that.
Okay.
Now, here's another example. The scent of the old food in the garbage can has attracted ants and other bugs.
Okay, 所以 scent 气味、香味的意思。所以香味的时候可以闻到其他生物发出来的气味。
Mm-hmm.
In our article, it is used as a noun, but mm-hmm. it could also be a verb, which means to smell out something or mm-hmm. to fill with an odor.Perfume or to hunt by the sense of smell. For mm-hmm. example, we can say the cat scented a rabbit and ran off after it. 就是猫闻到兔子就追了过去
Right. Now, the snake is moving around in a certain area, and this area is called its territory. Territory is a noun, and it means the land that an animal controls and considers its home.Now, animals will attack other animals that come into their territory or space, even humans. So,
uh-huh.
you have to be careful with
yeah.
some. Here's an example. My cat won't live with any other cats. He will fight them to protect his territory.
Okay, 所以就是领土啊，在这边就是指蛇住的地方，蛇的领域。So, we will take a look at the sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.During the weekend, we drove through several unfamiliar territories. 就是假日期间我们开过了一些我们不熟悉的地方。Okay, so number two,、
mm-hmm.
at that time, the territory belonged to England. 在那个时候、mm. 这块领土是英国的。All right, and number three, the armed forces occupy the entire territory. 就是武装部队占领了整个土地。
Mm-hmm.
那意思很多哦，不只涵盖领土啊，还有版图、范围啊、地区的意思。
Okay, let's find out what happens when the snake picks up a scent. Here it says, these smells help the snakes determine what creatures are nearby.Now, determine is a verb, and when you determine something, you find out what the information or facts are about a certain mm-hmm. thing. So here the snakes use smell to find out or determine what or which animals are close to it.
Okay.
Is it a rabbit? Is it a mouse? That mm-hmm. sort of thing. So every animal will have a different smell.
Yeah.
Here's an example. Sally looked at her damaged car.Trying to determine what could have hit it.
Oh, what bad.
Mm.
Okay, so well, according to our article,、mm-hmm. determine means to find out. It is a verb. However, it could also mean to cause something to occur in a particular way.、
Mm-hmm.
有影响的意思哦。For instance, your attitude determines your altitude. 你的态度决定了你的高度。
Mm-hmm.
Or when somebody has already made up his mind, you can say...I am determined to accomplish my dreams.
That's right.
我下定决心要完成我的梦想。
Okay, so now that they've smelled the animal they want to catch,、
mm-hmm.
here's what they do. It says, then they lie in wait and strike when the time is right.
Okay.
All right. Well, here we're going to take a quick break to talk about the phrase lie in wait. So we'll be right back in a minute.
Shortcut for you.
So, what's the plan?
Well, the rich merchant will come this way, see?
I see.
So, we lie in wait and jump out on him, see?
No, I don't see. Who are we lying to?
This is why I'm the brains of the gang, see?To lie in wait means to hide and get ready to attack.
Got it. Lie in wait means 埋伏.
And don't you forget it, see?
Wait, one more question.
What is it?
We lie in wait, then jump out, and then what?
You dummy! We take all of his money! Now hurry up and hide! He'll be here soon.
Okay, welcome back. So, first they smell the animal, then they wait for the mm-hmm. animal, then they bite the animal. Here's what they do next. Shortly after biting their prey, rattlesnakes release their venom, which does the rest of the work.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the venom will kill the animal in the end. And the snakes are going to release the venom.This is a verb here. Release means that you let a substance, like a liquid or a gas, flow out of a container or wherever it's being held. Now, the snake has special glands, uh-huh. spelled G-L-A-N-D, gland, in its mouth that hold venom. And when it bites, these glands open and the venom goes into the bite and into the animal. Right. So here's an example. This hole in your tire is releasing the air. It will be flat soon.
Okay, so release 就是释出的意思。那除了释出液体，也可以释放出气体。我们可以说 ,an erupting volcano will release gases and heat into the atmosphere.
Yep.
Okay, 就是喷发火山会释放气体跟让热能到大气里面哦。Or when you allow somebody to move or make a film, recording book, or other products available to the public, 都是有这些意思的，有放开啊，松开，比如说 release my hand,对，放开，松开，发行，发表都有。那我们来看几个句子。Alright, so number one, the boy released the girl's hand very quickly, 就是男孩快速放开女孩子的手。And number two, his new novel will soon be released. 他的新小说要被发行喽。
Right. Now, we also talked about venom. Mm-hmm. So, let's find out exactly what that is, too. Now, remember, it's related to the word venomous that we talked about earlier.
So, we talked about venomous, right? 那刚刚 Aaron 老师说的 venom. 那 venom 就是毒液啦。Venom is a noun. It is a poisonous substance that is secreted by animals. 就是动物分泌的毒液啦。对。
Okay, so we've talked about great white sharks, elephants, barn owls, and snakes. Mm-hmm. But of course, like we said earlier, there are lots more animals that use senses. So the final line of our article today says, to see more wild creatures like this in action, tune in to Super Senses Season 2 on
Super
Animal
Senses
Planet.
Season 2.
Yeah. Just try saying it 5 times fast. All right, okay. So there, if you watch the show, obviously you'll see lots more animals and you'll learn some pretty cool things.
Yeah.
All right, we have to say goodbye for now, but before we do, we're going to go to our For You chat. See you in a second.
For You chat.
So, all right, we're going to ask you a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite wild animal? I think I asked you this like last time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, but why do you like it? And why do you like it?
Well, I do have a lot of favorite wild animals. I do like, of the ones I've seen, I guess my favorite is the bear. But I think my favorite wild animal is probably going to be the platypus, which is a cool Australian animal. And you should look it up if you don't know about it.And I think owls are really cool.
Yeah.
Canada has a lot of owls, and owls always remind me of wisdom, so that's my favorite.
So if you could choose to be one of them?
I would be an owl.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd fly around and kill lots of mice.
Okay.
All right. Well, we don't have any more time to continue today, so stay tuned next month, and we'll see you again. But for now, we have to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Super Senses Season 2. Size isn't everything in the animal world. Despite their small size, barn owls are amazing hunters. They fly through the night sky like drones, listening for the high-pitched sound of mice. If a mouse is heard crawling through the grass, the barn owl will attack it. After the kill, owls will often carry the dead prey somewhere else to enjoy the meal in safety. One of the scariest sounds to hear in the desert is an aggressive rattlesnake shaking its tail. One bite from this poisonous snake can kill most creatures. Rattlesnakes rely on taste and smell to hunt their prey. As they slide across the ground, rattlesnakes stick out their tongues to pick up the scent of chemicals around their territory. These smells help the snakes determine what creatures are nearby. Then, they lie in wait and strike when the time is right. Shortly after biting their prey, rattlesnakes release their venom, which does the rest of the work. To see more wild creatures like this in action, tune into Super Senses Season 2on Animal Planet.
Vocabulary Review.
Crawl. Baby Elliot can't walk yet, so he just crawls everywhere. Scary. That movie was so scary that I had to watch it with all the lights on. Scent. Franny's dog Spot got excited when it smelled the scent of another dog. Territory. Be careful. This mother bear is likely to attack anyone she sees entering her territory. Determine. This study helped scientists determine how ocean pollution affects sea creatures. Release. Once this spider releases its poison, the creature it has bitten is sure to die.